It's Liberty Tax Community Builders Day on MyFM, making a difference in our community by spinning wheels and spinning tunes. This is Jamie Ferris. Thanks for being a community builder. First question I have for you, Jamie, is why do you think it's so important to give back to the community?
Just to help people out. When I was growing up in Orangeville, we didn't have a lot of money, and I was just living with my mom, who was a single mom, and the people go through their struggles all the time, and it's important. You don't know how many sunsets you're going to get, Mike. It's crazy. You could be here one day, gone the next day, and the struggles of life. Everyone has a story, and you don't know their story until you start talking to them. People have tough times, and you don't even know it sometimes.
Jamie, you're an Orangeville boy growing up in the area. What is your favorite part about living and working here?
The scenery. The scenery. Anywhere you want to go from Orangeville, and I'm in Caledon Village right now, and anywhere you want to go, you want to go to the beach, it's an hour. You want to go to Toronto, it's an hour. You want to go to Newmarket, it's so central. I love the area. You can go anywhere, and there's so many things to do as soon as you just get on your bike with the crew, and away you go.
And I know a lot of your personal fundraising is towards the food bank and the Headwaters Healthcare Center. Is there a particular reason why?
A lot of our charities, the main charities, last year we donated thousands of dollars in the past 3 years from the club. And a lot of them are the Women and Children's Shelter we donated to. The food bank is a big one. We even, instead of just giving money, a bunch of us from the group, we like to go shopping and actually take the food there and donate it in person. It feels really good when you do stuff like that. And Headwaters, we're doing a bunch of stuff for as well too, but we've donated to all kinds of groups around Orangeville in the past 3 years through the motorcycle club.
And we briefly touched on your motorcycle club, the Quest Riders. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that.
About 3 years ago, I put it on my Facebook, if anyone wanted to go for a ride, let's meet down at Pita Pit on Broadway and go for a ride. If anyone wants to go for a Sunday ride, and I think we had 22 people show up the very first time, and then we started riding every Sunday, and then it just snowballed. Some of our biggest rides, we've had close to 50 people out, and we do a lot of big tours. We do Manitoulin Island 3-day rides. We go everywhere. Every Sunday, we meet down there at Pita Pit on Broadway, Mel and Brad's spot, and we just pack up and away we go. And the way we raise money is we ask for a donation of $5 every time someone rides, and it's not mandatory. You can do it or you don't have to. And we have a treasurer, my good friend Colin Wong's our treasurer, and he has his iPad, and he writes down who's paid the $5. And every time we hit $500, the randomizer goes through the iPad, and then whoever's name comes up, they get to pick what charity they want to donate the $500 to. So it's $500, $500, $500, and we ride our bikes there, and we have a big check, and we get pictures with even the OSPCA we did last year twice, I believe, once or twice last year. And we do all the sick kids rides and all kinds of stuff like that. We do a bunch of stuff.
And with all of that, what is the biggest accomplishment you're most proud of?
Through the motorcycle club, it'll probably be last year, Toys for Terry drive that we did. We put it together really quick. We put it together in about 3 weeks, 4 weeks. And I got in touch with my good friends, Mel and Brad from Pita Pit in Orangeville. They're awesome people. I love them with all my heart. They got the biggest heart, and they give back to the community. And a good friend of mine, Terry Tuvel, I've known for years. He passed away of cancer recently. And we did a big toy drive in the honor of his name and the Orangeville Northman Benevolent Fund. So we raised, I think it was close to $3,000 for kids in sports, and we sent a bunch of kids to play lacrosse. And we got over, it was close to 600 toys, I believe, and we distributed them half and half. We took half of them to the Salvation Army Church, and then the other half we donated to the Women and Children's Shelter. So it was one of our biggest accomplishments. It was awesome. We had over, I think there was over 150 bikes down at Pita Pit on Broadway at one time. We had face painting, a magician. The Orangeville Fire Department was there to support us. Frank from Fred's Tire brought his McLaren down and let kids have pictures in it. Red's Motorcycle Shop supported. There were so many people that just jumped on board Kelsey's and Montana's, and we started it off, and we didn't ask for anyone to jump on board, and next thing you know, we had 30 people sponsoring us, bringing down food, popcorn machines. Brad and Mel from PETA Pit, they donated $1 from every PETA sold to the Benevolent Fund for Kids in Lacrosse, and we had the Northmen down there signing autographs with the Minto Cup that they just recently won it. So that one sticks out, and we're making it an annual thing. We have the date set for this year already, but with the way things are going right now and the crazy times that are happening, it probably won't be happening. But if it pulls through, we've already got over 500 toys donated ahead of time from a couple out in Alora. They donated 500 toys already, so we're already at what we had last year, and we haven't even started the toy drive. But the people that came out and supported that toy drive, we filled up two pickup trucks, courtesy of Black Stock Ford, and we filled up a Mustang as well, too.
Wow.
So we had three vehicles full of toys, and yeah, Snap Dufferin was there. It was a big event. It was really big, and we didn't expect it to be anything like that, and it turned out totally amazing, so... That being said, that's probably my favorite accomplishment through the motorcycle club. It was a memorable day. And then we all packed up at the end of the day, and I think there was 50 bikes. And we put Terry's wife on the back of my bike, and we did a drive in his honor.
And also this weekend coming up, you have a virtual dance party, again, raising money for the Orangeville Food Bank and Headwaters Healthcare Center.
Yeah, it's gotten crazy too, the virtual jams. I think they're already at like 15 iPads or tablets.
Wow.
And I think the food bank's up to around $600-$700 right now.
That's Jamie Ferris, one of today's Liberty Tax Community Builders. Thanks for joining us today, Jamie.
All right, Mike. Thanks, buddy.
You can listen to all of our community builders at orangevilletoday.ca.